Haiti's ex-dictator arrives to add more chaos to the chaotic. Sri Lanka's flood victims' cry of desperation is answered, and a ministry has a good problem to have. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The sudden unannounced return of former Haitian President Jean-Claude Duvalier to Haiti puzzles everyone. Duvalier, or Baby Doc, was ousted from power in a popular uprising 25 years ago. Christian World Outreach has been working in Haiti for more than 30 years. President Dean Yoder says this makes a bad situation even more difficult.
This will only add to the stress and the uprising of the election. And the total results were supposed to come out on the 20th.
This uncertainty isn't stopping the work of CWO. They just celebrated the vocational education graduation of 25 girls rescued from tent cities.
In the tent cities, there are young girls 13 to 19 years old. 50% of that age group are pregnant. We want to do something. So we took 25 ladies of these young girls to our center.
11 of them came to Christ. Now godmothers have volunteered from churches to pray for, support, and disciple each graduate. Funding is needed to support more. Next, a mob of flood victims stormed a village government office in Sri Lanka. They were angry over the slow and uneven distribution of emergency food aid. Over a million people have been affected by the rising floodwaters that inundated three eastern provinces. Asian Access's Adrian DeVisser says their team is responding to three immediate concerns.
Rice and sugar and other things that they need to keep themselves away from hunger. The second problem that we are fearful is the spread of diseases, because people are returning to their homes and these homes have to be disinfected. And in third will be the livelihood of these people.
Asian Access has several churches that flooded, but the church planning network already in place is ready. Why not let the government take care of it?
I am compelled to believe that in our part of the world, evangelism will be followed by love, because love opens the door for people to see and understand the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Danger heats up for believers in the fifth country on the world watch list, Somalia. According to Compass Direct News, a mother of four was slaughtered for her converting to Christianity. Evangelist Sammy Tippett, who just returned from the country, says Christians are under constant surveillance.
They have to be very careful who they talk to about their faith and what they say, because their lives are in danger.
Christians are pursued with vigor by terrorist group Al-Shabaab. After visiting these believers, Sammy Tippett Ministries is doing all they can to provide them with more resources.
We will probably, within the next few months, develop a website that will have discipleship materials, basic things that can be accessed, because carrying around a Bible in that part of the world can be very dangerous.
Meanwhile, Vision Beyond Borders is working with church partners who are shepherding 200 churches in a closed country. They need Bibles, enough to supply each church with 10 Bibles each. So Vision Beyond Borders put out the call for help. The good news, they raised the funds. The bad news, when the team arrived, they found out the Bibles were soft cover, not good in a high humidity jungle area. Or starting over again, knowing God came through the first time, can you help? And nearly 400 million children worldwide are suffering from something completely treatable and largely preventable, intestinal worms. The worms enter into children through their mouths or feet and feed off the few nutrients impoverished children are getting. Untreated, worms can cripple a child physically and mentally for life. GAIN-USA wants your help. It only costs 50 cents to treat a child while sharing Christ's love at the same time. Help at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon. Through the stories in Scripture, this book will show you what it means to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Request a free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or look for the Joy Over the Moon link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.